Hello everyone, how are you? It's almost end of 2024 and we are going to soon enter into a new year. Before we enter, I thought that I should share some thoughts. The year of 2024 has been a year of many changes for me. The biggest one was that I moved out of my cabin. Why did I do that? I lived in that cabin for 5 years. Before that, I was living in a different cabin. After living in this cabin for 5 years, I thought that I should experience something different. Living in that cabin, it was amazing. It brought me close to nature, close to beautiful environment. Every day I was walking in the forest. I was looking at birds, trees, animals, and just beautiful nature. It was feeling so great just to breathe in such a fresh air. Every day I was looking at different colors of nature, not just every day, every single hour, and nature was changing colors every single minute actually. Then I thought that I should experience something different. I believe that comfort, especially if this is for a long time or a very long time, it stops your evolution. It stops you from seeing the other side of the picture, or it stops from becoming your perspective bigger and wider. So when I was leaving, I did feel a little bit emotional because I had attachment with that place, with that sanctuary. Leaving, saying goodbye was difficult, and all goodbyes are difficult. And then when I was driving my car to the different direction, to the new place, and I looked at mountains, lakes, and then I understood that that there's a lot more joy in the nature, in the universe, which I should embrace. But the good thing, the wonderful thing about that, I was able to finish my book. I written a lot of pages in the cabin and other pages, other chapters when I was just wandering at different places. And I'm so glad that I was able to finish my book. And you'll have to wait one more year, probably in 2026, my book will be published. And if you're interested, you'll be able to read it. On a very different note, which I wanted to share, is all about the world, the society. The year of 2024 has been a year of growing polarization in the world. I have seen people on social media, even in news, the distance among them widening. They've been angry or mad at each other, and there was more acceptance to hate. That was so unfortunate. And hate, it emerges because of fear, because of different messaging on social media or also in news. Different kind of people, they may be some religious leaders or some politicians or some community members too. They try to spread different kind of rumors for their own personal gains. So suddenly when those type of rumors, they reach us and they touch us, touch our vulnerability, our very soft point. And suddenly, instead of thinking logically, reasonably, in most of cases, the first response is fear and then hate. My dear friends, this message I want to deliver specifically that please keep in mind that these are all just rumors. Let's plant this firmly into our mind, into our hearts, that there are some people for their own motives. They try to create these things to divide people. When there's a hate, it hurts everyone, including those people who create it. And let's learn lessons from it. And in 2025, let's come together, embrace people, embrace humanity, people from different groups, different backgrounds, different cultures, different regions or religions. They're all just people trying to learn how to coexist in this big, big global family. And also, I believe that there's only one race in the world. There are not many races. There's only one race. The name of that race is the human race. Let's keep that in mind. Let's firmly keep that in mind, that if there's a race in the world, there's only one race. The name of that race is the human race. If there are other races, they are created by some people, some politicians, some religious leaders, some maybe community leaders or some other kind of people. For their own purposes. But in reality, we all belong to each other. Another thing I noticed in 2024 is growing hate towards immigrants, towards newcomers. And I would like to talk about that as well. Let's go back to 1,000 years, maybe 2,000 years or more. And we will notice that people have been always moving in search of food or work, water, or different other reasons. Since the beginning of human life, people have been moving from different places, different continents to other continents, different regions to other regions. Relocating from one place to another place is part of our human history. Like if you go back to your own family history, go back maybe 500 years or 1,000 or 2,000, even more, if you are able to do that, you'll find that your elders also moved from somewhere else. And there's one theory, which is very popular theory, that humanity started from Africa. If we all started from Africa, let's believe in this theory for now, then we will learn that we all moved from Africa to other places in the world. So we are all relocating in our history. This is part of our human evolution, going from a place to another in search of different things, food, water, shelter, better life, or just to explore. There's nothing need to be mad about it. It's part of our evolutions. We are all citizens of the universe. Yes, all of us are citizens of the universe. Let's not forget that. Countries, different regions, they were created for sake of administration, for administrative purposes. Otherwise, we didn't need countries. Humans, just like birds and animals, they are designed to move, they are designed to flow, they are designed to wander and explore. Let's not restrict their movement. Let them move to different parts of the world and let's be okay with it. We help each other, all of us, to build a better planet for everyone. Joy, hope, and positivity requires that we let others live peacefully the way we want to live. So on that note, I would like to say that Happy New Year. I'm wishing you a wonderful, happy, positive, joyful, amazing, and more peaceful 2025.